You are a highly intelligent woman, and while this sounds great, and while this is something you can actually be proud of, it causes one problem. You are too smart. You know too much. You are too deep in your expertise. And it causes you physical pain when you have to play the game of the algorithm, where surface level, partly dumb content always wins over the most smart content, over the deepest content, over masterclass level content pieces. Good news is you don't have to play this algorithm game in terms of the dumber, the better, the more surface level, the more people I reach. But the bad news is you definitely have to change something in the way you currently create. Because when I have a look on your Instagram, I see so many great things. I see carousel posts that have 10, 12, 16, partly 20 slides with the most genius information, not just surface level things in terms of, ooh, this is what I did. This is why you can do it as well. You go deep. You create deep. Also, every time you record a talking head, I can see it, I can feel it, that it is hard for you to shorten yourself, to put this into 45, 60, maybe 120 seconds, because when you say one thing, there is so much more on your head, which you know would be also important to mention. One idea chases the other. You know so much that you could not only record a 60 or 120 minute talking head reel, you could do this for 60 minutes. If I would give you the stage, the spotlight inside this challenge, and I would tell you, hey, let's lead a call. You have 2 hours. You would fill them without preparation. This is how good you are. This is how deep you are in your genius. This is the level of mastery you have. And the reason why you have to change something in the way you currently create is that when I have a look on your Instagram right now, I see a highly intelligent woman. I see a woman who's super smart. I see a woman who creates so good work. It's high quality. It's high end. I see a woman who can charge a whole lot of money, and there will be people who pay it. But I don't see you as the authority in your niche for your topic, because there are other people who are less intelligent than you, who are less skilled than you, who still get more clients than you. Because they don't try to convince people in terms of, look how good I am. Look how deep I go. This is why you need to pay me. They lead. They build a brand that is built on authority. A brand people want to follow. A brand people want to pay. Not because it is logical, not because it's a topic they currently need and have on their list for so long already, but because they desire to. They truly want to. They want to be part of something bigger, and something bigger always needs a leader. So what we need you to do in your content is not to be less smart, but to build more authority by being smart, because this combination outperforms every surface level content, every dumb content that is created only for reach purposes, every authority content that might sound good but is surface level. And as soon as you master that, people can't help themselves but buy from you. So how do you do this? Content that is quote unquote only smart is content where you go deep, where you explain things, where you show your method, where you show your concept, where you tell people what they need to do, where you tell people this is step one and then this is step two and this is step three, where you use language you understand, your clients understand, but not everyone you target understands. Content where you have the feeling, and it can be everything. It can be a carousel post, it can be a reel, it can be a podcast episode, it can be a YouTube video, where you have the feeling of, now they finally have to understand how good I am. They won't. They will understand how good you are when you tell them how good you are, and they also will hire you when you tell them to hire you. They will follow you as soon as you lead them. So it's not enough to create content that is just smart because it is good in terms of, oh, she's a highly skilled woman. Oh, she's so intelligent. Oh, she's so good in what she's doing. There will be always people that value that. There will be always people, especially your existing clients, the people you know personally, like your friends, people you met at a business conference, people who considered buying from you, maybe. Those people value these types of content because they know you already. They know the person. They already decided that you can lead them. But the people who don't know you, they don't care how smart you are. They know how to use ChatGPT. They know that they can get information from everywhere. They know five other people who they have the feeling of, oh, they are as skilled as her. Oh, I also could hire them. This is why you need, additionally to all the great things you're posting already, to all the deepness you have, to all the genius, to all the mastery, that you tell people how good you are. That you tell people which insane results your clients get. That you tell people what happens as soon as they work with you. That you tell stories, that you draw pictures so that people get the feeling of it would be insanely dumb to not buy from her. So don't only tell them what to do. Tell them also why they should do it. Don't only tell them step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Tell them which wins, which achievements you had while following this method, by following these steps. Don't talk about only your method. Show it inside clients' case studies. Show them where your clients started. Show them what are the steps you walk them through and show what they achieved by doing that. Don't expect people to realize how smart you are without telling them how smart you are. Tell them about your certifications. Tell them about your achievements. Tell them about your experience. Give them examples. Tell them stories about it. And the first step to do that is that you realize that you don't need to convince them. You don't need to prove anything. You don't need to wait until people consumed enough from you so that they realize, oh, she's really good in what she's doing. You can't just tell them. People believe what you're telling them. When you say you're the best, they think you're the best. When you think you're the best and you then say you're the best, then they really will believe you that you're the best. If you tell them what becomes possible by working with you, they will believe that this is what's going to be possible when they work with you. Of course, out of full integrity. But you have to tell them. You have to tell them. They will believe you that you can lead them. When you actually do, when you stop reacting to things in terms of, oh, this is trend currently, this is how the market works currently, this is what this entire industry is thinking right now. But by doing your own thing, being creative in your content, not waiting until other people are doing certain things, just having the idea and then doing it. You don't need permission to create something that was never there before. You don't need permission to share your opinion. You don't need permission to create new content formats, to create your own niche, to create your own content style, your own signature style, your own style of creating Instagram stories, your own style of recording podcast episodes, your own style of running challenges like this. You give yourself the permission. And the more you allow yourself, the more you lead, the more people will follow, the more people will have the feeling of, oh, she's someone worth following. She's a leader. She's someone I want to hire. Because the moment they think, oh, she's smart, but she's just like me, they friendzone you and move on to hire someone else. So the biggest difference between your current content that sounds extremely smart and what we want you to create, which is smart content, which shows your expertise, but with the additional layer of authority, is what you believe about yourself. It is how much you tell people what you want them to think about you, your brand, your offers, working with you. People believe what you tell them. And as long as you tell them, do this and then that, oh, this is how you can do then this and that. Oh, currently you're doing this. But if you were to do this, you would create result that, like everyone else. They will believe, oh, she knows what she's talking about. Great. Maybe I follow on Instagram, threads, TikTok to come back to it later. People never come back to it later. They forget you the minute they followed you. But you don't want to be someone they forget. You want to be someone who is remembered. Which is why you need to tell them that they should follow you. Not in terms of following me on Instagram, but in terms of I'm the one to lead you. That you are the best. That they need to work with you. Here's the proof. Here's what happens as soon as you start working with me. Because this is exactly what makes the difference between Coach 721 and a true legend.